In the discussion regarding effort, the need for right effort or good effort, and effort leading to effortlessness. Yeah. Pardon me. A little light went on in my head about a visit, pardon me, to a Krishnamurti Institute and pulling a book off the shelf and seeing a talk on effortless effort. So I'm wondering, as a Thai might say, same, same, but different. Does that solve any of my question about, well, what is right effort? Do I need effort to be effortless, or do I use, is it the other way around, and that effortlessness is a matter of effortless effort? Effort is effortless. I don't know. Okay, maybe you can make sense, Krishnamurti, for me. Either one of you. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I think the juxtaposition between the two, or the overlapping or overlaying of the two, is somewhere in between. Is the reality, and also I think a really good reflection of, again, from a Buddhist perspective, of, because when we use the English language and we define these concepts from the Buddhist teachings, we, from the Pali, so I would say right effort, the Pali is sammavayama, and the word that we translate as right is samma. But the word, in terms of, you know, right, the root of the word comes from it's a musical term that was used in the time of the Buddha, so that right is not sort of like absolute in terms of right or wrong, good and bad, but right in terms of being right in tune, or being just right. And so that it's the effort that accomplishes a suitable goal. And so that sense of harmony and balance, that theme of harmony and balance, is embedded in that whole Eightfold Path of right effort.